The Northeast may have a reprieve from frigid temperatures for now, but the higher heating bills from December and January are arriving in the mail. Economists say these bigger bills may force some consumers to cut back on spending, Barbara Mantell reports.
Ted Ross's house in Princeton Junction, New Jersey, is old.
It was built in 1836.
He heats the 3,000-square-foot former farmhouse with oil. Ross had his tank filled in late January, and the bill arrived soon after. 800 gallons had been used since the fall.
In one respect, it was a little bit of sticker shock because, you know, it's a big, big item. But then when I've reflecting on how cold it has been, I'm not surprised that we have burned through so much heating oil.
Ross says he's used 50% more oil this winter than last, and combined with a price increase, he estimates his heating bill could exceed last winter's by $1,000. Dick Berner, the chief U.S. economist at the investment firm of Morgan Stanley in New York, says the increase in the price of home heating oil compared to last January is not difficult to explain.
OPEC has been, over the past 4 years, pretty resolved and determined to keep oil prices and energy prices generally high because they've restrained production. And the global economy is improving right now, so the demand has increased. And typically when you have supply restraint and demand increases, prices tend to go up. And that's exactly what's happened.
An increase in demand and a contraction in supply is also pushing the price up of natural gas, which is the fuel that Jacqueline Dersch uses to heat her home in Bloomingdale, New Jersey. She received her latest bill about a week ago, and this was her reaction.
Quite shocked. I mean, it seemed like it was much more expensive than it had been.
It cost Dersch about $157 to heat her modest three-bedroom house last month, about 25% more than the same time last year. And she says she can't turn the thermostat any lower.
Right now we keep it at 63 when we're sleeping, which is pretty low, I think. So I don't know how much lower I can go at night. That's what the kids had said to me. And during the day we only keep it about 67.
If Dersch's heating bill remains high this month, it still won't be much worse than February a year ago when fuel prices spiked on the eve of the Iraq War. But it will be more than she budgeted, and she says she may have to cut back elsewhere.
I may have to say, you know, well, no pizza this month, or, you know, no, we can't go out to, you know, Burger King or, you know, to the movies or something like that. And that's probably where you're going to hit it.
Dersch, who runs a small house cleaning business, says she might also have to put in more hours at work. PSE&G, her gas supplier and the largest electric and gas utility in the state, says there's been a jump in billing inquiries this winter and about a 25% increase in the number of customers receiving money from the federal government's heating assistance program. For Ted Ross of Princeton Junction, higher heating costs are not going to affect his spending, at least not now. Ross, who was a manager at a financial services firm, says the money is coming out of his savings, but it could be a factor later in the year.
You want to save money. I've got to put my kids through college, and we'd like to take a vacation. And, you know, you sort of make some of those decisions based on how much is in the bank account at the end of the year.
Economist Dick Berner thinks when you add it all up, the overall impact on consumers in the Northeast will be small.
Higher energy prices in general are going to act like a tax on consumer spending. They do take away discretionary income from other things. But my guess is that what we've seen is probably going to take a couple of tenths of a percentage point away from consumer spending power.
Much depends on the weather. For NPR News, I'm Barbara Mantell in New York.